Okay, I call this special finance audit facilities planning committee meeting to order. The time is 10:07. Can you please take roll?
Mr. Armando Rodriguez, Chairperson.
Present.
Ms. Patsy Mendoza.
Here.
Ms. Rachel Quintana.
Here.
Everyone present?
That will take us to the first item. But before we start the first item, when we go to two committee businesses, there's going to be some stuff that's going to be recommended to go to the full board. The other stuff is going to be recommended to postpone and some other stuff. So I'll just, what we're going to do is just do A and B since they're here, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, item 2A, I'll pass the water utilities presentation.
Sorry for the wait, but we'll try to speed this up as fast as we can.
Mr. Rodriguez, board members, we're here with representatives of El Paso Water Utility. Angel Bustamante is going to give the presentation, and he's accompanied by his partners here. I apologize for the names.
I'm sorry, Jim Schultz
and Frank Rodriguez. They're going to be talking about the AMS easement request. And I'll go ahead and leave it up to Angel to give you more information on that.
Good evening, board members. First of all, I got to commend you all. I'm working so late. This is something I normally don't see, so my hats are off to you tonight. Like Ernesto mentioned, my name is Angel Bustamante. I'm a project engineer with El Paso Water Utilities. And basically, the reason why I'm here tonight, I hope you guys can see the projector widescreen here, is the Water Utilities has plans to design and build a sewer interceptor line that's running through your community, and particularly near the Alderete Middle School, which is off of Talbot. There's an existing portion of line that we currently already have in the ground that was put a few years back before your soccer field was built. And we have an easement that currently lines there around the soccer field and adjacent to the science building. And we're working on another easement. All these easements that we have are the ones in blue. The one that I would like to request tonight is this segment here that's shown in red. And I want to just point out that this is for schematic presentational purposes only. It's a few hundred feet of 30-inch sewer line that we'd like to run up the driveway, and that can be placed in underneath the roadway. We're hoping to basically connect the dots so that we can continue building this sewer line. You might be asking what the purpose of our sewer line is. Basically, it's to serve the local community. The sewer interceptor is designed to pick up flows north of Trans Mountain, both east and west of the interstate. It'll be picking up flows from future planned areas such as the Enchanted Hills development and Desert Springs. I was looking at the numbers earlier, and the flow that's expected to run through the line is roughly about 11 million gallons per day, which includes roughly about, it was something on the order of 2,500 additional lots that would be planned and built north of Trans Mountain and east of the freeway. And it's my understanding that's also attributable to your tax base, so for future development. So that's quite a bit of money that we're talking about. You also have to, well, for your benefit, it's my understanding too, you have a pneumatic ejector that you're currently maintaining that's adjacent to the science building. You'd be able to indirectly connect to the sewer interceptor, so therefore you'd save money on O&M costs for the pneumatic ejector. And in addition, in the overall scheme of things too, this is infrastructure investment into your community. People are able to indirectly connect to the sewer line. So it adds some investment into your local community and your school district, essentially. So the reason why I'm here today is basically to get your blessing, maybe through a letter of intent to say that the water utilities would be able to acquire an easement here, this portion of the easement in the driveway, and we can finalize our design and go to construction.
Mr. Bustamante, real quick, when I guess it was when we built the science wing, is that part of the easement that we gave you all back then, and
yes.
as well as with the wall that was
yes.
put up there?
You gave us easement roughly from this corner all the way to like the end of your property, which actually goes, I think, further north past this exhibit drawing here.
And so now it's just that extra easement?
Yeah, now it's just this small portion here in red.
Does anybody have any questions?
I do. Are you going to tear up our road?
I kind of figured you would ask me that. And no, I wanted to make sure that you understood that where we put this pipeline, it's my understanding there was some sensitivity with the evergreen trees that you have in the median. There is some trees there. Originally, we were considering going right up the center so we would avoid your driveways. But then after talking to others here at the school district, I was getting some feedback and preference to moving it to one side of the driveway. So I would like for consent to basically acquire this easement, but whether I put it down the center or I put it on one side of the road, either the access or the egress, at this point, I'm definitely I can manage to work with you all to figure out where the best place to put the pipeline is.
Without disturbing our trees or our road?
Well, without disturbing both would be tricky because I think there's, in between the sidewalk and the property line is maybe like about 5 feet. Mm-hmm. So I would need a little bit more than that.
So what are you going to disturb, the trees or the road?
I need a minimum of about 10 feet for construction, and then maybe another 10 feet for a temporary. This is a pretty big sewer interceptor. It's a 30-inch. It's roughly about 7 to 10 feet deep.
Yeah, so what are you going to tear up is what I'm asking. That's big. Something is going to be torn up, and we're going to be liable to fix it, or you're going to fix it?
No. We would be responsible if, depending on the feedback that I get from you all, if you don't want your trees, I can move it to the driveway. So I give you back a new driveway. The contractor would rebuild your driveway.
Our driveway. So
yes.
we don't lose.
No, you don't have to rebuild anything.
And you're not going to have those big bumps like going down Country Club
that was
our driveway.
It was also my understanding that the local runoff that you see here is somewhat of an area, especially near Talbot. Mm-hmm. Now, Talbot Road is state right away, so whatever we tear up on Talbot, we're going to put just the same way. But as far as your access road is concerned, there's no intent, and our inspector will be out there to ensure that whatever local runoff that you have from the driveway is going to go down Talbot the way it's always been doing.
What's the timeline you're looking at?
I guess it kind of depends when you can give me an easement.
Well, is it better to do it during, would you have it during the spring break or in the summer?
I understand that's also an issue, obviously, because of your students getting in and out of the facility. Mm-hmm. So if you have a preferred time when I can have my contractor do that work, I can set it up in the specification so that the contractor works with the school district to do it an optimum time for you. It doesn't disrupt your school school attendance and whatnot.
So are we getting a memorandum of understanding, or is this going to be...
No, it's just a...
Through the chair, if you could direct the administration to negotiate this, we can come to a final agreement. For instance, I'm worried about the egress and the entrance. You're going to tear up the road.
It looks like, yeah.
But if they do a new entrance side, I want them to also do a new egress side to it, and we can negotiate all that.
But yeah, y'all could negotiate it under, would it be a memorandum of understanding, or what's the other thing that you were, and once it comes, it would still have to come to the full board, and you would have the specifications by then, right? Once we're ready to,
If I may, Mr. Rodriguez, what he's asking is for
for permission to begin the process as far as the negotiations and all that. So if the board can give them the board, when board meeting, for the board meeting, they can give them the okay to proceed either way, and nothing's been discussed other than we just want to start the process, then we will negotiate with them as to what we're wanting to see out there and where we want him to do. Because if he goes through the middle, my understanding, if he goes through the center where the trees are, all the trees are going to go. And if he go, and if he goes through the road, well, the road goes and they'll replace that road. We have other concerns with respect to as you drive into that area, but I'd like the opportunity, if I may, to sit down and negotiate with them, and then bring it to the board for approval.
For final approval.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, does anybody have any questions, or are we okay with that? Yeah, are we okay? Anybody questions? No? Okay, then I guess we'll take it to a full board. Are we in agreement?
Well, I have a question. This won't come till the full board, till Mr. Armendariz has come back with the recommendation to the full board.
Well, we're going to give him direction so that way he could...
So that we could negotiate. And then once we've negotiated, and that includes timelines, everything, mm-hmm. then when we're ready to bring it to the board for approval, which probably won't be at the next board meeting, our next one.
Probably 2-3 months.
A while from now. I know they want to hurry on that. But we've got to look at a lot of things. We've got to look at the timelines. We've got to look at what they're going to do improvements on, how it's going to hold us up, whether we're going to have summer school or not at that place, I'm going to have to answer every question for the board as to how we're going to get in and out of that place while they're under construction.
Okay.
Oh, the other thing is that I want to also include, and just to begin with, is that we be connected to that line.
Okay. That's a big savings for y'all. So,
and
but I would think that'd go without saying. Absolutely.
Yes. You're talking about the other project, or is this the only project that's being presented right now?
This is the only project that's being presented. The lease easement is essentially the same thing. We're just that kind of doubled up there.
Yes.
That's next up. Mm-hmm. This, and we have a lease easement. That's coming up.
And is that for the old CMS? Or?
That's for the old CMS, right.
I mean, well, for the current CMS, the old high school.
Right.
Okay. So for this item, you're asking for us to take it to recommend to the full board so you could start on, preliminary contract or memorandum of understanding, whatever it would be. Are you okay with that?
No, we're not asking you to take it to the full board. We're asking you to direct administration to start negotiations, and then when we finish negotiations, to bring it back.
But we're recommending it to the full board, so that would be the item. Because it has...
You have a full board right now, but I don't know that...
Yeah, but it's a committee meeting, and so the committee has to recommend it to the board.
To negotiate.
To negotiate. So we're going to take it to the board on Tuesday.
Okay.
I have one other question. I keep seeing MOAD Westway Interceptor System.
Right.
When I see MOAD, I think of the meeting that I was at that said MOAD for perpetuity will never have anything there.
I'm not aware of that meeting, but...
It was the after the 2006, the perfect storm here.
Uh-huh.
And... The federal government came in and told us there would never be anything there for perpetuity.
Yeah, I think that is a separate issue.
That subdivision where it's a yearly loop and all that, that's gone. That's city property now. The name, just because it connects at one end and goes through that area, why they picked Moet, I don't know.
Okay, it's only for name only. Then it's
name only, but... There's nothing going to be in the area that got flooded off of Moet Road.
Yes, sir.
Subdivision. Nothing there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Just your scars around Moet.
Okay.
So they just picked the name. Okay. So we're in our agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And that will take us to the next item.
Next item is
item
2B,
First Amendment to Lease Agreement for
Water
Utilities.
Okay, Mr.
Mendez. Okay, the next item is a lease agreement that we have that you have in your packet. We just want to bring it in as information. Dr. Murphy and I have a meeting with El Paso Water Utilities to discuss some of the wastewater treatment contract. And what I'm asking PSB is if they could waive the lease agreement fees. And I just want to inform the board about this. Okay. Right now we have a yearly fee that we have to pay. I think it's around $3,000. But since we're looking at agreeing to connect and run the sewer line, we're going to go to the PSB board and ask for them to waive these $3,000 for the next period that we have.
Okay. Does anybody object to that? I don't think we would, and so I guess that could just go from the direction, right? Okay. And I guess that will take us to the next item.
Item 2C, report regarding Tammy Bradley doing business as Golden Bowl fundraising.
Okay, and that will be taken on for board. Next item. Is that okay?
Yes. Okay. Item 2D, brokerage firm report.
That will be taken on next on the full board. Is that okay with the committee?
Well, we could just go into it. So we have like the. If anybody could take it, go ahead.
Okay. And so are we okay with that? Yes,
sir.
Can you take us to the next item?
Item 2E, employee recognition event at Grace Gardens on May 11th, 2012.
Can we put this as an item on the agenda for the full board? Is that okay?
We can. I can tell you that Grace Gardens is very impatient for us to sign the contract. And I've let them know that I'm going to contact them this week. So I'll be calling them and telling them it'll still be another 10 days or so before
what's
we actually do it.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Okay.
I have okay. a question.
Shoot. Go ahead. Well,
go ahead, Lauren.
From the memo that we got in our Friday packet, did I read there was nowhere else that was able to handle the amount of people we had?
Just not, yes or no. As far as 800, no. Not except for Wet n Wild. Wet n Wild, yes.
Everywhere
hotels,
else, no.
Nothing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 600, I think, is the biggest we found.
Did we talk to Wet n Wild so that we could discuss
yeah,
that?
We
yes. We have Wet n Wild's quote. It was in your Friday back.
What's the amount again? Well, at the Grace Gardens, that's in 40,000.
45,000.
Summit came in at about, did she provide those?
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot.
But that one's only capacity of 400.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have a question on that after you're done.
I apologize, Chairman. I mean, we can take this up the 21st. I'm just letting you know that she's breathing down my neck. That woman is a great artist.
Okay, so the Wet n Wild, how much would the total?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's in the packet. What Wet n Wild quotes is they quote like what you want to eat. If it's very general, it's like it's only like $5,000. If you want a big meal, it's like $10,000. But it's no Wet n Wild is very cheap. It's not a super expensive.
Okay, then we could maybe start a new tradition. But we'll discuss that at the full board. Is that okay?
I'm going to tell the race card is that we can put it off until the 21st.
Mr. Coronado?
The issue I have is. In the past, what the board has done is paid for the employee, but not
the spouse. Exactly.
That's it.
Now, does this $42,000 include the $800 with employees and spouses?
That was the total count of capacity. So it would be
half of that.
Half of that, then. Right. Yes.
That is true.
Exactly.
We did contact EPISD, who's having a similar event. EPISD is charging everyone. Okay. But they're going to charge everyone, and then they're recouping the entire cost.
So we're talking about 400, roughly, I don't know, somewhere between 300 and 400 that we're going to recoup, but only the, I mean, what would that cost be? Whatever, you know, well, it was $25, I think.
For example, most of the plates run, you know, go between $20 and $25, and so basically the fee, and for example, the Summit, they include the venue if they cater. I believe Grace Gardens has the same kind of So basically we would have to sell the spouses or the guests at full price of whatever the plate would be, so that we could offset.
Yeah, we both.
Okay.
So the price actually is $22,000 instead of $44,000.
Correct. Yes, ma'am. Correct.
Okay, so it's we're not going to pay $44,000. We're going to pay $22,000, and everybody's spouse pays $20, $25 in cups.
And then EPISD plan is to have everybody pay to recoup the entire cost, and they're doing it the week after we're doing it.
That's why we're paying it to you.
And I have a question on this. The $20,000 is for the 800 guests. If it was down below the, we're not going to use the tent provision, right? We're just going to use the.
No, we use the whole thing.
We're going to use the whole thing.
Yes, for 800, it's their full setup. It's their biggest setup for 800.
I believe the hall doesn't have the capacity for 800.
Where we had the gala part. Where we have the gala.
Five or 600, yes.
Mm-hmm. So then why do we have a quote for 800 and then 900 in the temp pavilion? I don't get that.
The other one is for the food.
The food.
Huh?
It's the food. The top part is for the food.
It's $22 per plate meal, the 17 and the 4.
Yeah, it's for food, the top part.
The top part is only the food?
Catering, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And then they're charging the for 900 people? I don't get that.
For the actual facility.
But why do we charge different for... Do you get what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
It's 100 and
that's where my next question is going to come on. Do we have to get the food through there?
At Grace Gardens, yes. At Summit, no. At Summit, but this is only for 400. Grace Gardens, they require that they
you have to.
Okay, so we're going to be in the tent pavilion and inside?
No. This is all, my understanding is all in the tent.
It's all in the tent?
That's my understanding.
We get the entire facility mm-hmm. with the tent. We get Grace Gardens, everything, every inch of the real estate for the money.
Miss.
Martha, when we use their facility for that teacher workshop, they only charged us $2,000. And I realize it's the date, and I realize it's a night activity and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
And that's where the confusion was. I was confused by that as well.
Yeah, because they charged us $2,000, am I correct?
Yeah, the whole event that day, which was great, was, I think it was $4,000 for setups and everything. And so when she said 45 to me, I thought she meant $4,500. And it was a colossal mistake, because it was actually $45,000.
It's a lot of money.
And that's ridiculous.
Okay, we would end up paying $30,000, guys, because the recoup on 400 at $25 is $10,000.
Unless we had everybody pay.
Unless we had everybody pay.
No, they're not. You're not going to get the show up.
We need to squeeze them.
I think in EPIC they have a larger pool to choose from, and so that's why you're going to have more.
Mrs. Mendoza and I would like to go squeeze them.
Absolutely.
We squeeze real well.
Mm-hmm.
They might throw it down.
Or in that pond. <in the middle. laughs>
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll postpone until the 21st, and that'll give us a week here.
Yeah, because that's awesome.
Tell them that we need the tent pavilion to come down about $10,000.
Yeah, tell them we're not satisfied with it right now. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And that will take us to...
That's why we'll be squeezing.
That will take us to the next item.
Mama, give me my stuff.
Item 2A, new award list for January 1st to the 31st, 2012.
That would be taken on full board, is that okay?
I just want to point something out, because I think it's important. Page 25.
This brings us to adjournment.
I just think this is awesome. Quotes donated for students by Gonzalo Garcia Jr. I just want to acknowledge that, guys. That's incredible. I think that's awesome. On page
25,
266, Gonzalo Garcia Jr. donated 19 coats and two pairs of shoes.
Yep.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you send him a thank you
thank
from
you,
the board?
Clark.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Martha, do you have that? Board, we don't want to push through the warrant list right now.
Who else?
No.
Do you have questions?
They have questions.
I have one question.
Rachel has many.
Page 185.
185?
Uh-huh. We had a fundraiser to build dog houses.
Yes.
What kind of dog houses and whose dogs?
Come on, I didn't get one.
It's going to be a community service event to provide dog houses.
Like it's for, those are for real dogs?
For real dogs, yes.
Okay.
And who's buying this? Is that activity fund?
Yeah, it's through a student group.
So like a service sort of thing to build the dog?
Yes.
Get fundraiser, build a dog
and
house?
And I can give you more detail. I'll provide a little blurb on it. Yeah. And what vendor were you looking at? I'm sorry.
Vendor is...
The M&Ms?
Uh-huh, it's the M&Ms.
Is that special bed? No.
Okay. Was that it?
That's it.
Ms. Quintana?
That's okay. I'll contact them.
Whoever has questions, will you all contact?
I'll contact.
If not, you all could pull it.
I have a few, but okay. I'll contact them. Everywhere that
did you have any questions? Okay. Then we can move it to the full board then?
Yes.
You want it to come back to full board?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, and then I'll take this to the item G.
Item 2G, review district financials for January 1st through 31st, 2012, to include discussion of remaining 2006 funds project.
Okay, can we take that to the board? If anybody has questions, just call.
Mm-hmm. Call Mr. Keith.
Okay, and now I'll take this to the next item.
2H, compliance calendar review.
Okay. Do we have any questions? Or no? Okay, that will take us to the next item.
Let's blast him.
Wait, was that a take it to the next board, or we
take it to,
take it to the next board?
Actually,
this is the only board.
Actually, it doesn't have to go to the next board. Board. We'll just wait for the next compliance review if anybody has questions. Okay, Ken, on this one, I'll have questions, but we could take it to a full board.
Which one?
On the data center project.
Okay, now on the data center, Chairman, I think there's a time-sensitive matter here. Is there, Ms. Aguirre, Ms. Annette?
All we need to do is, it's just, you've already approved this. This was for the RFP that we've already approved. I was just going to give an update as far as, because it's a large PO that's going to be coming up, and you've already approved the RFP. But this is for the electrical and mechanical that we're putting up.
Okay.
So, and then the only thing I wanted to, and also that will go from the full board is because we're going to be putting in a $30,000. God, a $10,000 contract for Tony Fortis because overseeing the project and for any things that I might need for system engineer. And the other thing is that we got $435,000 this week on E-rate. So anyway, this is already, you've already approved this. I was just going to give you an update. I could give it to you in Friday packet if you'd like.
That would be great.
And I could show you all the
outcomes. So it doesn't even need to come back to the 20th.
No, because this is only phase 2 and 3 that I'm talking. I was just giving you an update. So when you saw the warrant list, you wouldn't.
Why are you looking directly at me, Ms. Bergen?
Because I'm going to give you pictures.
Just the Tony Flores part will come back next week.
Yes. Tony Flores will come back.
Okay. I got only one question on Annette, if you could address. I saw in the contract it was like 40 hours of labor was what we got for the money, and my question was, does it cost more?
Oh, well, 40 hours of labor is one of the things that it's one of the subcomponents, and they're going to rewire all the existing equipment from the old MDF. They're going to bring it over, and they're going to bring over the fiber optics cable, which you need certified people to have that.
But just if it goes over the 40 hours, my question is, it won't? That's what you're, okay, no problem, no question.
It might go under 40 hours.
Thank you.
Yes. But I will do that until Friday packet.
Yes, thank you. Okay, and I'll take us to the next item.
Item 2J, purchase of lighting retrofits.
Okay, and I'm going to recommend that we actually wait on this because I think it correlates with item P, if that's okay, Ms. Yeah? Okay, now it'll take us to the next item.
2K, purchase of custodial equipment for district-wide use.
Are we okay if we take it to a full board?
Yes.
Okay. Next item.
to Elm towards a pre-K 8 school?
1 minute, Lori. No, I'm just joking.
Okay, guys, I'm fast.
I have a comment on that, but go ahead, Lori.
You can go ahead, because all I want to do is just make sure that we, you know, we go and look and see, and wherever that should be to go and look and see, that we do it as many as us can. And I told Dr. Murphy, if we can't, I mean, shoot, we got a bunch of cameras, take the camera. I know Patsy and I want to definitely go.
Boston,
and,
you mean?
Or anywhere, I don't care, even if it's here in region, I don't care where
well,
it is.
Well, I've kind of looked into a little bit, and I don't know that there's any schools here in the region
that fit
as what exactly what we want to do. Most of them are separate buildings. Where's, is that correct, Mr. Ramondettis? They're actually separated.
Well,
there are some.
So Coral has a couple of, well, they have, I think, three of them that they're really not, they're separated from, if you're talking about space, but they're not really two individuals.
One principal. No. They're, but do they have one principal?
Yes. I'm not too sure.
Yes.
But I think so.
Some
I think
do that you, and MacArthur and EPIC only has one principal. There are some examples in town. Okay. I'd like to go to those, the examples of exactly what we want to do, because most of the others
are
not the paradigm we want to follow. So I want to focus on the paradigm that we want
to
follow, which is the one principal, one campus, separate facility for the students.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Armendariz, I appreciate the report you sent to us. It was excellent.
Yeah, it really is. I agree.
And we might try something in Boston.
And I think Boston has a lot of them. We ought to probably do...
Yeah, Boston has exactly what we're looking at doing.
Probably a little less green space.
Yeah, but
with some Irish rep.
While we're there, we might want to go tour one of those in one afternoon if they let us. Maybe we need to make contact and decide which ones in Boston the paradigm that fits us, so we can go visit. At least take a look at it while we're there.
Absolutely.
The, the other one I needed to see if you could find out, Doc or Ernesto, is the Phoenix and the Tucson facility.
Right.
Uh-huh. To see if
we want to go over there and
well, if that's a paradigm, if that, either of those have a paradigm that you know what we're looking at, and if so, it's close enough that we can go take a look at those.
Uh-huh. I think that would be absolutely appropriate because
we don't
it's
spend
also
a lot of money. We're already going to Boston. We can look at the ones here. The only one would be that we might have to pay extras if we go to Tucson or Phoenix to look at one of those.
Let's go.
In
the new little bus.
Huh?
In the new little bus.
There you go.
The new little bus.
There you go.
We could drive.
The racks will need to go on top.
Okay, so
I vote that Lori drives.
Doc, you'll get back with us and
yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
We're okay with that?
Yeah,
yes.
That's all I have.
Okay. Now take us to the next item.
Item 2M.
And I think we could wait for the next meeting on that, if that's okay.
The only thing I think that we ought to put on, you know, is items that I think we need to get on boy, Mr. Gatlin, what time frame do we need if we want to start some of these projects in the summer? We really ought to get going now because of the design process, right?
Yes.
I think we need to, guys, we probably need to decide at least on those are priority issues that we want to get started in the summer, or else we're going to lose this summer for some of these
projects. I think we ought to call a special board meeting then.
Yeah.
Because it's too much to mix with our regular board meeting, and
yeah,
I'd like to do that, Dr. Murphy.
This is
going to
take us too long. Yeah. I suggest we do it either a special board meeting next week or right immediately the week after.
Well, we have our main board meeting next week, and we also have to finalize that and finalize the rest of the architectural contracts. And maybe once we do that, then we have a special to finalize that and get everybody on board and then get the projects.
But I just suggesting to the board that we need to really act quickly on at least the priority issues so that we can get them ready for the summer. It's already end of February. It's not that far away.
I could take all these items that are bond related and we could do a special board meeting on it in late February after the 21st.
Yes.
The next week, following week.
But we still need to do the custodial equipment and those types of things on the 21st.
Yeah, the custodial equipment. Well, and then, so I guess we could go to end the early bird projects and we could finalize that.
At 28.
And then Should we take the Canopy Elementary School OCR complaint to the full board?
We're going to be at TASBO that week after the, we leave on the 29th. So.
What's the 29th? What day is that?
It's a Sunday. So we'll be gone Sunday.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking
Wednesday, so we can do it.
We're back in March 1st.
Oh, but we could probably do it like on the 27th.
Before you guys leave
the, here. The 27th, the 20th.
Next week.
Okay.
Well, we're going to need two because we need the
so Thursday the 1st is what you're saying.
First bill, we're going to need two.
What, at TASBO, how long are you going to be out from Sunday?
3 days. We'll be there Sunday evening till Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
I will be gone until the 29th.
So Thursday the 1st, March 1st, we could do this special board meeting?
One of them. We're going to probably have to do two because of
RFQs. Is a Thursday, that's right.
Thursday's fine.
We have 29 days this year.
That would be
following
one of them.
Tuesday. Following Monday or Tuesday? Monday.
That'd be the 5th. March
which
5th.
We have something, there's already a board
training. Yeah, we already have a board meeting on March 5th. A but board it's a TASB thing, they're coming from Austin to train us.
How long are they going to take? An hour?
Ms. Crossville?
She's not here, but I think that she said that was after the policy update.
Yes.
So I would think that's at least an hour.
Dr. Murphy, could you get back with us on how long that...
Couldn't we do the special board meeting next week, like next Thursday?
We have
Cattlemen's.
Arles, Texas.
Oh, that's right. 23rd. I keep forgetting that. That's on the 25th.
Yeah.
Right? And what about Thursday, March 1st?
I can't be here.
You won't be there that
23rd, right?
So then the 5th, we have a special board meeting. You want to dovetail it?
If you call us and tell us what time it is.
You know, I know it's a pretty significant meeting.
Yes.
I don't know if we're going to be able to dovetail it.
I think, well, we need two because the other one is item P, energy management. And we need to do the RFQs on that, the presentations. So I guess if you could get with Lori on what dates she will, and then we could do those. And then all we need is...
We're going to push these then all the way to spring break.
Yeah, we're going to try to do it before spring break.
Right, yes.
We're going to try to do two special board meetings on top of this.
So, but they'd be after March 5th, or at the earliest March
5th. Yeah, March 5th is the first one, and then probably another one.
Well, but it might be two more after March 5th, because March 5th is TASB, and they have a big agenda for us.
Okay.
So it might be March 5th, March 8th, and then March 14th somewhere.
Okay, then that sounds good.
Okay, all right.
And then... On item R, item Q, timelines for 5 years or more, if we could get a presentation to the staff. Huh? I mean, not a presentation, just get it into our Friday packet, which ones are, and then start scheduling a timeline of which ones have it.
We had it. It was in the Friday packet.
This last one? Okay. On this one?
Yes.
Then, I guess we could look at that, but we have the timeline as well? Okay. Then I guess the last one is the use of district vehicle. Do we want to discuss that or take it to a full board?
Mr. Rodriguez, I think you skipped, or maybe I just overheard, I didn't hear it. Canopy Elementary.
Is that time sensitive?
That's time sensitive from the standpoint of if we take it to the board this coming, it's that OCR, and we have to meet some guidelines, I mean some timelines that the federal government has imposed on us.
Does this have to be an open session or closed session?
Open.
Open? Okay.
And I'd like to see if you could take it to the board for approval.
On the 21st?
On the 21st, yes, sir. So that we can order, because it's an ordering thing, issue. The rubber tiles for protection of the kids, it's a long lead item.
Okay, and are we okay with that? Okay.
All right, thank you.
So now on ARB, do we discuss that now or do we take it to a full board?
I just have a question. We're talking about the...
ARB.
Right, well, the OCR complaint?
Yeah.
Right.
It's on O.
Huh?
You go ahead.
This is just a matter of what timeline are they giving us to complete this?
Actually, they're looking at us getting it done between March or April, getting it completed, But we can extend it. The thing is that the delivery time for the tiles is about anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks. And that's part of that. I don't know if you recall what it's about, the money that came in.
Yes,
I know. Campus. So we're compliant with respect to a lot of the areas, the restrooms, sidewalks. We're compliant there. What we're not compliant is that the playground area right now is not ADA accessible. Neither one of them. We're looking at 3 playground areas that we're going to make accessible. Plus, soon after that, we're looking at also doing taking care of the running track in there.
Okay, but in terms of the OCR, what time did they give us?
April.
We're expecting to do it. They wanted us to do it by April.
Yeah. Okay. That last part of March, they said, let's fire that last days of March to early April. That's what we're shooting for.
Okay, and they want us to, in other words,
they're going to come in and do inspections sometime thereafter.
Thereafter?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about the monies? It's talking about
the funding is
$350,000.
Yes, the funding is already part of the bond projects. If you were to look, they're broken up in what we've given you, but the amount of money is covered there.
It's covered.
I had originally
350,
planned on doing this. I just didn't realize that the complaint came in at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
350?
Or your, did you total both or which one?
Yeah, it's 350,000, right?
There's 150, I think it was.
There's 156 and then 190.
Yes, 156 and 1. We're going to recommend to go with 156.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Those are vendors that we've currently used in our schools and we're real happy with them. ExtraClean.
Right.
That's a good company.
And the other information I have is I know we're doing some at. Or we're going to do some at Garcia?
We're going to do some at all 5 campuses, the other 4 campuses. But because of the timeline, these vendors don't have the time to give us numbers that fast.
I was going to say, because we need to make sure that the others are not.
Oh, they're going to follow soon after this. Okay. They've already got the information. It's just that I'll bring it to the board after this.
You got it.
Okay. So we're going to recommend the 159.
159.
Okay. To the full board, so it could be on consent agenda.
When that can come on the
156. Well, it'll be on the consent agenda, so. 156. It'll be on the consent.
On the 21st?
Yes.
On the 21st.
And then,
now we're on
a special board meeting. And then, sir, what did you say about Q? What do you want to do with Q?
We're going to look at it and then start going through the timeline, but we could bring it up on another item.
You want to bring it up on the 21st, or you want to wait for the special?
No. Wait. Just hold on. It might be another committee meeting.
All right. Thank you.
And good report, Mr. Bentley.
Okay. And R, we're on R, use of district vehicles. Do we want to take that to a full board or discuss it? Or does anybody have questions? What? Should we just take it to a full board? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take it to a full board.
21st?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
We can discuss it. Do you have questions?
I do.
Okay.
Dr. Murphy. Martha Aguirre. Well, I don't know if I want to discuss it now. Maybe it's going to be an executive.
What?
The district vehicles.
Oh.
You might be able to answer this question. Does is this taxable if he gets his vehicle?
It would be taxable income.
I'm sorry?
If he drove it home, it would be taxable income.
Are you planning to drive it home?
It would be for the professional and personal use of the superintendent. The current one of the surplus vehicles that we have.
And you're planning to guest set up?
Yes.
Or with a district credit card or with your credit card?
Oh, I would take care of that.
So does this affect your contract? We would have to amend your contract?
Did you talk to Larry? I mean,
no, I didn't because when y'all decided in December not to move forward with the one, I had forgotten about it until Ernesto came to me with the two, well, with the one vehicle and then the other, now the white and the blue Cobalt that are pretty much surplus, and so I talked to three board members and asked them if they wouldn't mind if I brought it back, and so I brought it back. I don't know about contract or anything like that. Just assign one to the office of the superintendent, and then the other one would go to Ernesto and Mr. Arseniega to share, because right now they're not even really using it at all.
Whatever happened to Sister Armendariz's car?
That's the blue Cobalt. It has 8,000 miles on it over the course of the last 4 years. They've only put 8,000 miles on it, and it's not, and George doesn't like to drive it because it has big blue Canyon Trail signs on it, and every time he pulls up to a house, everybody runs. So he likes to drive his own vehicle.
Does he even?
He doesn't really even drive it. And then the white Cobalt was used by the security guards for a long time, but since we've gotten the new vehicles in, it has now become a surplus vehicle.
Should we?
My concern about the white one is that security was using it, and they would go through dirt roads, and they really damaged a lot of the alignment, and when we go through an expense, so that's why I'm proposing that they use the trucks that are more able to take the roads in some of our areas. Like say, for example, sometimes they go to the back of the, they used to go to the back of the fields, and so now I only have one, that one security guard at night, he's the one that's using a truck, one of the trucks that's available.
So do we put it on the full
board? You put on the full, and I can talk to Steve about taxable income. I hadn't even thought about that.
That way we could
get that all straight.
Hash out all that.
Insurance.
Well, they're already insured, but we can talk about it.
I don't think it's for personal.
Yeah, I can certainly check on that.
Would it keep the seal?
Yes, we would keep the seal.
Can we put a bigger seal?
if the blue seal, that is a good
have
point.
A fly needle on the top?
The sun, and the seals have a superior. These are very basic cars, roll down windows, no cruise control, four-cylinder engines. They're very, very basic vehicles. And there would be no upgrades to them in any way, form, and I'd just be very grateful to the board to consider. And I can work with Steve over the next week to discover about all those other issues.
Okay.
I know you will.
I have a problem with the board and setting it for this 24th.
For the 21st. Okay. We'll get the details from there, and then we'll talk there. Okay. Anything else?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Ms. Burgum, community members, got any questions? No. Okay. Mr. Gallen. Yes. Okay. So that would take us to the next agenda item, which is adjournment.
Thanks for the candy, Lori. Thank you for the.
Great meeting, Armando. Great meeting.
Thank you, Lori. Oh, she was there before midnight.